As the introduction for this Sunday school, I will read from the historical books, from the Bible, from the book of first book of Samuel, from its third chapter, first 10 verses. And the words are in Jesus' name. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou calledst me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went down, and he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the Lord of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. In Jesus' name, amen. God calls us by name. A few names have been mentioned in this text, and now we heard this name, Samuel. I think that in this group, or in this service, among you service guests, there are many who have the same name. The name Samuel means that it's called by God. And in this Sunday school, we will talk about hearing and listening, of that, how God hears, and how we can hear the sound or voice of God. A few words about Samuel's family. Samuel's family was named Hannah. Hannah had lots of trials in her life. She had sorrow. She prayed a lot, and many times she was distressed, and that reason was that she was old, and God had not given her a son. Hannah prayed unto God in the temple. She prayed at home before she went to bed in the evening. The prayer of Hannah. Hannah thought that nobody will hear her prayers. But once there in the temple, when she was praying, and she had prayed for a long time, and she had prayed aloud, and the listeners there thought that then Eli, the priest, said that your prayer will be heard. And then this boy was born. And Hannah probably thought that this child is a gift from God. And I think that from in these or at these summer services, we think that children are the gift of God. All child that have been born are a creation of God. When Hannah was able to hold her son on her lap, she sang a song to the Lord, and you can read this song from the book of the Samuel. It is a very touching or a remarkable song. This portion was from the historical books of the Bible, as I said earlier. The Bible is a collection of books, and here in this book of Samuel, the book of Samuel relates of the life of Samuel and also the life of King Daniel or David. This portion which I read, it was a small portion of Samuel's life, and we will return to that later. The Bible relates to us today, and in the same way it taught a long time ago, it talks about salvation and that how a person will become a child of God and how a person will remain as a child of God. When Hannah was there in the temple, she made a promise. If I can hold my son, I will give this boy to the temple to be reared. And she kept her promise. Then Hannah gave her son to the temple. We can wonder that how could this mother let her child go to the temple to be a servant of the Lord? Mother did not forget her son. The Bible tells us that Mother Hannah thought about her boy or son. She made clothes for him. Hannah had thought that Samuel will serve Lord all his life. The mothers and fathers who have gathered here, I think this way, that they believe in the same, or they believe in the same way. They have the desire that their children would remain in faith and they would serve God all their life. There was a duty that was meant for Samuel, but the Heavenly Father had meant and planned even a greater duty to Samuel. In the life of Samuel, this hope of this mother Hannah, it became true in many, many ways. When we pray something good for our children, many times it happens that our Father, our Heavenly Father, gives our children or blesses our children many times more than we can ever imagine. Our Heavenly Father hears, and he has a good hearing, and he hears our prayers correctly. Our sisters and brothers, girls and boys, all of you listeners, now we will return to this text which I read in the beginning. If I asked you a question, that what name was repeatedly mentioned in this text, you would probably say that Samuel was mentioned many times. In this text, we were in that temple. We can imagine that we are there in the brick building where there is cold, maybe a little damp. But there was a lamp that had been lit. And in this text, we read that, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Even at this moment, at these summer services, even though you are not sleeping, you are close to that ark. It was a shape, it was like a box. It was like a small box. And it was like the length of this speaker's stand. It's about the width of this, or this pulpit which I'm using right now. And it had golden borders. And the most important thing was the lid. The lid was called the Grace Throne. It was the lid of the ark. And then whenever there was a worship, it was used in this way, that the high priest would go to this ark. And he would put on the lid blood of a sacrificial animal. And there he shed this blood among the people as a sign of redemption. And on that lid there were also two golden angels, and that was a sign of God's presence. I think that when this text mentions that Samuel was sleeping well. Close to that ark there was the lamp of God, and Samuel was sure that the redemption work of Jesus Christ was close to him. And this Sunday school and all these other sermons, they remind us of the same matter. Did you know that in every corner of this ark there was a golden ring? And through those rings one could put wood, and then when the carriers or the people who carried the ark, it could be lowered very low. Even at this moment, it is very important that the children have been able to come to the hearing of God's word and to this Sunday school. And the children are offered everlasting or eternal gospel. This eternal gospel can be lowered so low that everyone will have an opportunity to look at the grace throne, that everyone who sees it can believe that this grace has been prepared for each one of us, and all sins can be forgiven, can be believed forgiven. Samuel fell asleep in the temple. He had dreams. In the Bible does not relate to us that what kind of dreams he had, but all of a sudden Samuel was woken up. When a voice was calling him, he thought that Eli was calling him, and Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Thou calledst me." And Eli said, "No, I did not. Go and lie down again." Samuel tried to sleep, and maybe he fell asleep. At another time, the word Samuel was heard, and Samuel rose and ran to Eli, and again he said, "You called me." And Eli said, "No, I did not. Go lie down again." And Samuel went back to sleep, back to bed. When he had slept for a while, a third time, the word Samuel was called, and Samuel once again went to Eli and said, "You called me." And now Eli understood that Lord was calling Samuel. Imagine when we are woken up in the middle of the night, the first impression is that, let me sleep. I'm not going to go anywhere. We might be tired and angry. According to this book, or this portion of the Bible, Samuel was an obedient boy. Samuel served Eli even though he was tired. But now Eli helped Samuel in a very important matter. Eli gave Samuel an advice that whenever, if you hear this call again, answer in this way: "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And Samuel went back to sleep. And once again he heard this call. In the Bible it says in this way: "And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel rises up from his bed and we're in that room where the Ark of the Covenant was, and he answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And now we come to an important matter. Where can we hear the voice of God today? You can all answer this. The call of God can be heard in the holy congregation. The call of God can be heard in the midst of believers. God speaks or uses the mouths of other people, other believers. And why is this? It is for this reason that when Jesus was resurrected to heaven after death, he gave his Holy Spirit, and the Spirit, Holy Spirit was lowered, descended onto earth to the congregation of God. And in this congregation, God speaks to us today. What kind of a mind does a person have when it's according to the mind of God? The obedience of Samuel is an example to us. Well, this is a great event, and there are hundreds of children. I'm not going to recite this. This next sentence is what Samuel said, and it's for all of you forever until the end of your lives. And it's this sentence, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." The call of God is a sweet call to God, to a child of God. The greatest wish from God is that whether you are far away or if you're close, that you open your ears, that whenever God speaks, he speaks of love towards a sinner. Even at this moment, dear listener, all of you personally, in the holy word of God, you can hear the voice of God. And even at this moment, God proclaims through the poor servants that my sister and brother, be of secure mind. Your sins are forgiven thee. Dear friend, uplift your heart to believe. In Jesus' name and blood, you can believe all your sins forgiven. On to peace, freedom, and joy. How did the life of Samuel continue? He became a prophet, and a prophet's duty was to inform the will of God to the nation. And the nation did not want to listen at all times. And Samuel's life was not easy. But of Samuel, it has been said that he was an obedient. He listened and he wanted to hear the call and the voice of God all his life. For that reason, the life of Samuel is a good example to all of us. Well, why did Samuel want to be a prophet and to endeavor listening to the word of God? He wanted to be in the Lord's temple, close to the grace throne, for this reason, that once he could look at God the face of God have been concealed or hidden of man. none of us have seen the face of God. But we know this, that when we are obedient to the word of God, we will have the strength to endeavor to the end of our lives. We will once have the opportunity to look at his face. Even at this moment, you can remain believing. All your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and to trust in the good promises of God.